discuss a availability of self-server standard governance smart contract. So I'm a research engineer at IXL, but I'm also involved with the community, building Kitchen Wallet, working with VMS Login and Universal Login. So you can find me out, and basically this is not IXL stuff, this is stuff I did on the side to actually benefit IXL and the whole community. Some people think that, and it's partially true. When you add a availability to a contract, you add the ability for someone to change code and violate invariants that you assume were there. They could steal your token, they could change the rule of the game, and you don't want that. But it's a bit more complex. The thing is, smart contract availability has its strengths and its weaknesses. And there are cases where you don't want that, obviously. I wouldn't want an ERC20 to be upgradable somehow. But there are cases where it makes sense. And those cases are when the governance of the contract is clearly established. And this is true for DAOs, but most likely for multi-sig wallet, like we've seen previously. A multi-sig wallet is somehow owned by one people or a community of people, and if they agree, there is no reason why they could not change the rule that how they want to trade their assets, what rules they want to enforce. So how the multi-sig wallet works? Basically, it's an on-chain smart contract that holds your token, holds your claim, or everything that is related to that is your identity. And multiple private keys can sign transactions that will be recognized by the wallet. And depending on the rule of the wallet, the wallet can interact with one of many applications. It's very good because even for a single user, you may want to put one private key per device, not have to bother about seed phrase. And if you use a smartphone, then your desktop can basically remove this key that you lose and create a new one. But what about gas? I mean, all those wallets need gas, and I mean, it's a bit painful. So what we do is we use meta transaction. You may know meta transaction, they are awesome, and they allow the wallet to just sign some meta transaction, so just a sign message, and have a relayer send the transaction to the network. That's great. But then what about upgradability? We don't have upgradability here. So we could use an ERC-725 proxy. It's pretty nice, it holds a lot of metadata, and it separates basically the identity from the multisig logic. This could work great, and if you want to update the logic, you just deploy a new contract, a new logic contract, and pass the ERC-725 proxy to point to that new one. So you set up a new security, and then you point up to it. It works really great. The thing is, the on-chain wallet and proxy are two different contracts, and only one of those has the token. So if you want to refund the meta transaction, this is a bit of an issue, because to refund the transaction, the on-chain wallet has to be aware that there is a proxy and has to go that way to send tokens back to the relayer. So there is a much better way. And this way is to use what we could proxy contracts, but not like ERC-725 proxy, proxy using dedicated code. And this is what's starting to emerge in the community, like Universal Login is doing it, and it's great. And the thing is, this proxy will hold the token because it's a single address, but it has the memory, but not the code. What it does, it delegates the code to what we call a master. You could use that. You could do that using Open Zeppelin infrastructure, like ZOS Sleep does that. But there, once you do that, it's pretty good. If you want to update your contract because there is a bug or you want to change your logic, you just use another on-chain wallet, and you have proxy points to that one. And the on-chain wallet, the code, the big contract containing the logic, is the same for everyone. People just have proxies that point to it. So it also saves space on the blockchain, save gas. It's good for everyone. So what's the issue with that? Well, the issue that was here before I came in is basically that when you could upgrade from one contract to another, provided that the memory pattern are the same. But if memory pattern changes, then you're basically screwed. And the thing is, this could happen in the future when one of the wallet providers goes out of service. I mean, we don't know how long like Argent or Universal Login will be there for, and we would like to keep your address and be able to migrate, not only upgrade, but migrate from one provider to another while keeping your account. And this is particularly important for like claims or assets that you cannot transfer from one wallet to another. So this is what I did at ETHCC. It's called Kitsune Wallet. It's just a very small layer for proxy that have upgradability. I have mastered that showcase the example of how you can do migration from one wallet to another. My goal is not to build multi-sig wallets, even though I do. My goal is to raise awareness about the importance of upgradability and migrability of wallets. You can check this out on GitHub or everywhere. And it's funded by IXEC and Binance. It's used by Shippel for the proxy plus the multisig. And I've been discussing a lot with Universal Login, so as ours, so even though they don't choose Michael, they use very similar pattern. Thank you.